Hey, I'm like Ryan and stuff. I'm not Ryan anymore. I'm Skippy Von Skippy Pants.
Say your name.
Fatty.
Loser.
I'm the red spot.
And I'm Ivan.
You mean Michael? No, dude, yeah, and this is, it's Sunday.
It's Monday.
Shut up!
It's
supposed to be, it's Sunday.
We missed podcast.
Okay, yeah, we missed. We'll be honest. We missed podcast yesterday because of rain.
Even though it's raining.
Yeah, even though it's raining right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm first class.
I'm first class.
And for some strange reason, I'm first class also.
I don't know why we told you that. I just thought we would because it'd be nice. I don't know. Anyway, we're here and it is Monday at Camp Crooked Creek. I have no idea the date. I think it's the 19th.
It is the 19th.
Thank you.
What time?
Black spot.
What?
You racist.
The red spot.
Red spot. dude, but yeah, what time is it?
It is 9:08.
It's currently 9:08 p.m. Anyway, so we're like, it's Monday and stuff, and we've already been through one day. Sunday was pretty uneventful. It just rained. We just hung out.
Boring.
Indeed. We have to say red spot. Indeed. Indubitably. It's not. Indeed. It's not. Yes. Okay. That was retarded. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not trying to be.
You probably don't want to join our troop now.
Okay. Monday. I don't mean to abuse you, Wesley. Anyway. Yes, I do.
It was a rude awakening.
So Monday it was pretty bad.
We woke up
at like 6 or something. Wait, it was probably earlier than that because it was like storming and stuff. And I was the first one up.
One of our fellow scouts just came up and started shaking the tent. He said, "Get up!"
Another scout that we are acquainted with was beating on the tent, screaming, Skippy Von Skippy Pants and Michael, just get out of your tent. He was like screaming.
Ivan.
Was Michael's like the most popular name ever, like next to like Steve or Mark or whatever. Anyway, he was like beating on our tent, and it was like a rude awakening and stuff because my sleeping bag was wet because our tent is leaky and it rained during the night. It's got like a huge.
Nobody wants to hear about this.
Yeah, nobody cares. I don't think.
Look at that massive.
If you're listening, I hope you're interested by this.
Yeah, that's a massive. You haven't turned the thing off by now.
There's a massive tear in our tent.
Yeah, there's. It must right be like there. 3 feet long.
Let's
I'm
tell
sorry,
about the merit badge.
Yeah, my first merit badge was communications.
What?
Red spot. What was your merit badge?
Well, the entire first half of the day, I had to take Pathfinders, and all we did was just walk for, like, 5 hours, and it was bad. Yeah.
My first merit badge class of the day was pioneering. It was okay. I mean, there was, like, a bunch of...
Stop being British.
...goofs, like, in that class. Well, I can't help it.
You're not really British.
And then all of a sudden...
We're in Kentucky right now.
Like, he let us go early anyway. He only let us go 3 minutes early.
8,500 people are listening to this right now.
I guess they are.
They're gonna listen, I don't think, okay.
Alright, and he let us go early because it was actually pretty fun. Strangely, pioneering is like lashings and knots, but for some reason we had to coil a rope and throw it. I don't get that part.
Okay, that was terribly interesting. but like my second class was somehow I got roped into sports. My schedule got all changed and stuff, and I got roped into sports, and that's like a gimme merit badge, you know. You listen to a guy talk and then you play touch football with a bunch of fat kids. I mean kids. Fat kids. They are fat. I will not lie to you. They are fat kids and very uncoordinated. And I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
My turn.
Shut up.
Yes. Personal fitness, it was kind of weird because...
My second class wasn't at the same time as theirs, but it was actually during their third class. But my second class was orienteering, which I am a master at.
That'd be
so I have mad skills in orienteering.
That'd be so boring.
Hey, Michael! Hey, did you orienteer today?
Say, hey, Ivan. Hey, Ivan, start with
me. Ivan, not Michael at all. They all go... They'll go, Ivan, I love when you orienteer. You're on the orienteering team at J-Town. Not J-Town.
Which is a fictional high school. It doesn't
that
exist.
We made up.
No.
There's no town with a J.
No, just
at all.
Just say high school. At high school. Yeah, we're not. We don't think you're stupid. At high school.
I doubt like a bad
guy. This is horrible.
This is terrible. What? What are you? What?
So
how long has it been? Yeah, nobody wants. Okay, hang on. What class are we on? Like the third one?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going? Water. Oh, he's gonna go get some water now. They told us to drink plenty of water for fear of dehydration, because kids die here.
Actually, they don't. I'm serious. This is a great camp. Bro. No, it's actually, this is a great camp, and there's lots of stuff to do here. Anyway, my third class was, Michael, what was my third class? Not Michael. Irvine.
Ivan.
What was my third class? I can't remember. Sports, communication, sports.
Was it like rowing or something?
Yes, it was indeed, my fellow man. It was rowing, and it was so terrible because we didn't even get out in the water.
Where's my backpack?
Because they couldn't find the row locks. It was bad, man.
I was like the oldest person in my entire.
My class, my little kid would not shut up. He was like,
and there's these kids at canoeing that were my age and would tell like the horrible jokes.
But anyway, that really grinds my gears. All right, Wesley.
red spot.
I've got nothing yet to say.
Are we on fourth?
Third class?
Are we on third class?
Yes, canoeing.
Oh no, Pathfinders. You're right.
Yeah, Pathfinders.
Yeah, was Pathfinders fun though?
No, it was not.
Yeah, my third class was
my fellow American.
Their third. Well,
no, it was not.
I guess Ryan's third class, because Wesley's third class was also Pathfinders.
Wait, the no, red.
The entire first half of the day.
Red spot, not Wesley.
And
Skippy. It's actually Wes.
I'm
just
Skippy.
Just to make that clear. Just to make that clear. I don't go by Wesley.
No one out there knows. They don't care. No one cares. Okay.
Hold on,
what was your third
Skippy's
class?
First class.
What if the person listening to this is like my neighbor or something? You don't know.
Skippy's third class was like, well, my second class.
What was
it? It was Wesley's first class. The red spot's first class.
Michael, what was your first? Ivan, what was your third class?
Third class?
Yes!
They probably stopped like an hour ago.
I know, they probably stopped like so long ago.
This is supposed to be 15 minutes and no one even's going to listen. But anyway, keep going.
My third class was indeed environmental science.
It has to be 15 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, was that fun at all, Michael? At all?
Not really.
In any way, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Who was your counselor?
I don't know.
Don't tell me his name.
15 minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
Holy exploded, deleted.
That's not funny at all. Are you aware? Okay.
I'm aware.
And then my last class of the day.
I'm aware.
My last class of the day was shotgun, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I nailed 3 out of 5 birds. People said I like blew them apart. Like there was like nothing left of those birds, man. To the max, to the extreme.
That's an exaggeration.
To the extreme.
Really big exaggeration.
Extreme. Yeah. Anyway, that was my last class of the day. The rest of the day, we ran to get Mr. Scoutmaster, a big bopper, because they sell snacks here. They sell like junk food so cheap and so cool. You can buy like
It's so hot. And
you can
dehydrate.
Buy like copyrighted products that I can't say on the. Well, can I say that? Can I say copyrighted products?
Nope.
Yeah,
you can't say copyrighted products.
Will they send us a free case of Airheads if I say Airheads? Because I love Airheads and they were cheap.
I don't know. I guess so.
Hey, if Airheads ever, if anyone execs from Airheads are listening to this, I'd like a free case at just AustinKmart241. AOL.com. Just give me a, you know, email me.
I just have to tell you the address, not the.
Yeah. No. They'll email me. No. Not. We're politically correct. This is slow.
The chances of Airhead executives listening to this, not to mention anyone listening to this.
Pause it for a second.
Why am I pausing it? All right. Anyway. Now that we're back, I'm sorry we had to stop because my friend something kind of bad. It just started raining again. Yeah, all the kids out there, not kids, they're all, some of them are older than me. We were going to play volleyball today, but the weather was looking pretty bad. There looked like there were some funnel clouds. There looked like there was some circulation outside of.
In the clouds. It was like
in the
at
clouds.
Least a mile and a half wide.
It was huge, man. It was cool looking. But we had to go back. We canceled. Every year we have a volleyball tournament, we have a softball tournament, and we have a.
So far, everything's been canceled.
Pretty much. Yeah. Our opening campfire was canceled. We were able to somehow to start a fire even though everything was drenched yesterday. We cut a bunch of wood. Pretty much everybody's doing, you can probably hear chatter in the background. People are just running around, you know, acting stupid and stuff. It's actually pretty fun. We've been sitting in our tent for a while just talking about stuff and junk.
We've been talking about stuff in our Yeah, it's been pretty fun actually. It's only Monday. I've already had two ticks. I got a tick as soon as I got here. I went to take the swimming test.
I have gotten no ticks on this camp out whatsoever, and I've been wearing shorts most of the camp out.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually gotten ticks like bite my legs and stuff. Anyway, anybody else have anything to interject?
Yeah. Okay. Like on Sunday, it was kind of like, you know, kind of bland, you know, without the opening fire. It just all...
It's okay, though. But at least they're trying to do something. I mean, I appreciate that they're trying to make it more fun for us. You know, they don't have to do any of that stuff.
Even though they're doing a horrible job. Yeah.
They do okay.
So far, now what time is it?
It's
9:21.
9:20. Yeah, now, right now, it's 9:21.
Talk about the buddy system at the...
Oh, yeah, we also have to have buddies.
I'm a non-swimmer.
What are you talking about?
You can't even swim in the water unless you have like a buddy with you.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So you don't tell drown. Them about it.
They already know about it. Okay. In case you didn't know, what was I talking about? Scouting has had buddy system for a long time. Stay with a buddy, you won't get killed. Yada yada yada. It's a pretty big thing.
I think it's kind of stupid. You just have to simply walk to the bathroom without a buddy. You can't walk to the bathroom.
They don't make the older kids do that. They make like little kids do that. Like we're like
We can see it from.
We're 15. Yeah, we're like 15 or you know I'm 13, but we pretty much just. I mean, we go to the bathroom and stuff. You know, we're supposed to take a buddy. Most times we don't. We sleep in a tent with a buddy. We pretty much spend all our camp with that person who is our buddy.
Guys, let's make this longer than 15.
Even right now, there's kids cutting firewood in our axe yard, even have buddies with them. There's two kids, so you know they have two buddies outside. We have quite a few scouts right now who are in Philmont. Quite a few of our scouts who just recently made Eagle, and we're pretty happy about that. We've got recently passed a lot. How many has it been? Like a lot.
I mean, at least five.
Five or six Eagles in the past. Yes. In the past, 6 months, it's been awesome as far as rank advancement.
We've had an Eagle Boomer, stupid.
An Eagle Boomer, okay.
I'd say only five.
Like a baby Boomer. Ah! Okay, that's not funny. Okay,
Wasn't supposed to be.
Anyway, I believe that's our podcast, and if our scout leader doesn't like this, he will reject it. Thank you, and good night. Peace.